covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
ARM has announced the Ethos U55 and the Cortex M55 for edge devices, bringing an AI neural network accelerator to future smart speakers, light bulbs, fridges, and other IoT devices. The more powerful of the two, known as the Cortex M55, is a general microcontroller-grade CPU blueprint, while the other, named Ethos U55, is essentially an AI accelerator. The Cortex M55 is based on ARM's Helium technology. The Ethos U55, on the other hand, is a novel architecture for ARM and has been described as a micro neural processing unit, or micro NPU for short. Both processors are available now to license and are intended to be used together. The M55 running application code, the U55 doing all the neural network mathematics in fast hardware. The senior director of the IoT and embedded team at ARM says, quote, "The micro NPU cannot be used on its own. It needs to be paired with a CPU like the Cortex M55. Together, this system delivers 480 times the performance compared to previous Cortex M generations working on their own," end quote. We expect to see chips using these blueprints early next year.
Awesome. I can't believe this is real life, that neural processing units are now a part of an SoC. Like, this is so, it's just sci-fi to my 1980s mind.
Like, I remember when, which Star Trek was it where they use the neural packs? What are they called? Oh my gosh. One of the Star Treks, was it Enterprise maybe? Where there's like a...
Oh, to have like telepresence?
Yeah, within the ship, and like they would blow out and they'd have to replace them. And there were like these gel pack things. And I'm like, that would never happen. Oh, okay. I think it was Star Trek.
I don't think that's what this is.
No, I understand that. But I remember watching that. I think it was Star Trek Enterprise. And I was like, there's no way we're going to have that kind of advanced technology. It's not possible. And this is like 15, 20 years ago. And now I'm watching stuff like this where it's like neural networks. I'm like, oh my goodness. Every year there's a new possibility. And I never would have expected this.
This is,
Like,
so we're talking like the next gen of AI.
Which is so crazy.
That these little chips can now process teraflops worth of information. Like, it's, I don't know what it really is, but it's like ridiculous amounts of data having to do with AI.
Right.
So the next thing is that, you know, coders will be able to make thinking devices. So those smart speakers with this technology will be smarter.
Yeah. What's interesting to me is the fact that they're two separate things. Like, I'm surprised that they don't
have to have a CPU. You have to have the ability to run traditional code.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to, as a human, interact with it.
Yeah.
There has to be a layer for humans to be able to access the NPU.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd just blow our minds.
How quickly before this would be adapted for phones? And
we already have AI technology in phones.
Right. But I mean, at this level.
I don't know.
Like, because that could change mobile computing.
Sure. It's going to change a lot of stuff.
Oh, it's going to be
wild. But that's the idea, is that it's getting faster, smaller, and more integrated. That's the way technology goes. And so we're seeing a massive shift in how data is processed, because we're specifically looking toward AI.
We're not far
and machine learning.
From a Jarvis in our little glasses.